This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Nigerian police say that local vigilantes have rescued dozens of school children abducted by bandits in the northern Nigerian state of Katsina. Gunmen had abducted about 80 children on Saturday as they returned to Mahuta village after attending a religious ceremony. This is according to a Katsina state police spokesman. The incident came barely 48 hours after the release of 344 schoolboys kidnapped from a boarding school by bandits and held for 6 days. According to local people, the number of children rescued following Saturday's attack came to 113. And here's a bit more on how this story developed. When the news of the latest kidnapping spread across the village of Mahuta, residents and vigilantes mobilized and went after the kidnappers. This according to the leader of that local vigilante group. They set off in pursuit of the gunmen who had been identified as ethnic Fulani herders. The vigilante group's leader said his group also took some Fulani settlements in the area hostage, warning that if anything happened to the children, that no Fulani would live. He said the bandits then released 60 children first and that they have released another 53 who are making their way back home. The children are from various Islamic seminaries in the town. They had been traveling in the company of their teachers when they were kidnapped, said one of the teachers. The earlier mass assault on schoolboys by armed men was initially blamed on criminal gangs who have terrorized the region for years. But last Tuesday, Boko Haram, which is the brutal jihadist group behind the abduction of 276 schoolgirls in Chibok in 2014, claimed responsibility for that. And a new variant of the coronavirus has emerged in the United Kingdom. European countries are reacting by further restricting travel from the United Kingdom. This is VOA News. UNICEF has struck a rare agreement with the Taliban in war-ravaged Afghanistan to establish thousands of informal schools in areas controlled by the Islamist insurgent group. The program will reach up to 140,000 Afghan boys and girls, where an estimated 3.7 million children are out of school. A UNICEF official said that currently there are 680 such informal classes already taking place across these provinces. She said the agreement will scale those up to 4,000. The death toll from a suicide bombing in Somalia has risen to 16 after a number of people hurt in the blast succumbed to their injuries overnight. That's according to a security source who spoke to a French news agency on Saturday. Initially, six people, including three senior military officials, were killed Friday when a suicide bomber attacked a stadium ahead of the planned arrival of the country's prime minister. The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. The stadium is located in the city of Galkayo, which is 600 kilometers north of Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab said in a statement it had targeted the prime minister in the attack, but he was reported to be safe, having not yet arrived at the stadium. The Al-Qaeda-linked group, which is waging a deadly insurgency in Somalia and regularly targets military and government officials, has previously claimed responsibility for similar attacks in the region. British and EU negotiators have dug in their heels, and each is demanding more concessions from the other as post-Brexit trade talks dragged on into Sunday. The talks are deadlocked on fishing rights. Sources from both sides say that unless the other backs down on access to UK waters, Britain would leave the single market at midnight on December 31st without a deal on cross-channel commerce. An EU diplomat told AFP News that Brussels had made Britain its last offer on fishing, and it was down now to UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to decide whether he wants a deal. The tough talk came as both sides are engaged in intense negotiations to secure a pact before the end of the month. No deal would risk chaos at EU and UK borders, where a pre-deadline rush has caused long lines of trucks waiting to cross. Time is very short to reach an accord. The European Parliament has highlighted a deadline of midnight on Sunday to receive a deal for review if its members are to ratify it before the end of the year. Their UK parliamentary counterparts are in recess but can be recalled within 48 hours to do likewise. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.